there's a cross-section of people. They're not all white, they're not all black. The diversity of Buffalo is reflected in the letters.
More than 100 letters were delivered to Brooks Bertram from former teachers, church ministers, students, and even from the city's refugee population. One of the letters was written in Arabic.
To me, that rocks, because I've tried to cover the broad scope of the community, and I'm very, very happy with it. People were very, very passionate on issues. Some of them had an edge to them, but they were delightful letters. And for the most part, people who wrote were clearly people who had a sense of historical knowledge about them, so that they could really track what had been happening. So that it was clearly that the vast majority of people have been looking at the system a long time.
When she comes into the district, she needs to do a lot of listening and not very much talking.
Marlies Weslowski is executive director of the Matt Urban Human Services Center in Buffalo. She's been a longtime friend to the city school district and drafted her own letter.
And I think her big priority, number one priority, is to increase student performance. 54% graduation rate, in my opinion, is unacceptable. Well, while it has gone up over the last year or so, that we've made some inroads, it's nowhere near where we need to be. We really need to be like at 100%.
But Weslowski also writes that the new superintendent will need to deeply focus on changing the culture and climate of city schools.
Because if the schools are engaging, inviting, and if they're wonderful learning places, that in itself will take care of the attendance rate, the dropout rate, the suspensions. If the school is fun and if it's engaging, the kids are going to want to be there. They're not going to want to be on the street corner.
I don't think at this point Buffalo Public School functions as an education system. Buffalo Public Schools is an employment system.
Sam Radford is president of the District Parent Coordinating Council. He sees the school district as measuring its success by providing job security to employees and points to district contracts as proof.
Superintendents, our unions, and so we do those very well, you know. And so I think if my sound advice as a parent would be to have the courage to confront that and say that we're supposed to be an education system. And let's talk about how we educate children. Let's talk about teaching and learning. And let's measure that and where we're not coming up to, the challenge. You know, let's adjust in those areas.
But Radford advises the new school superintendent not to get into any battles with the Buffalo Teachers Union. However, he noted that having a strong union is a good thing. Instead, he encourages Dr. Brown to create community support through parent engagement. Sherry Burns is a parent and youth advocate. She is also a former Buffalo School Board member who served in the late 1990s. Burns drafted a 7-page letter to the new school leader.
And I don't mean rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic. I mean really changing things. I do believe that that can be done. I think we need persistence. I think we need vision. We need mindfulness and good stewardship of the resources we have. We're a $500 million education city. We ought to be able to do something, to quote a fellow friend of mine from the board when I served then, and commitment. And we have that, I hope, in our new superintendent, and I wish her well.
Burns scolds the district, accusing it of treating parents with hostility and being harsh on its teachers.
Treat staff and employees like commodities who are cranking out data to the point that they're fried and exhausted and can't do what it is that brought them to a vocation. People don't go into teaching, most of them, because, you know, it's great except for the kids and you get 3 months off in the summer. They want to teach. They want to inspire. They want children to be encouraged and to learn and to be successful. But we all have to work together to do that, and we haven't done that well.
Through the years, it's been stated that no matter who leads the city school district, they won't be able to succeed unless structural issues are resolved. We put that question to Burns, Radford, and Weslowski.
You know what? Every day we get a new opportunity, and with a change in superintendency, you know, there's a learning curve. There's a startup time. There's always going to be a beginning.
I think she understands. I've had the opportunity to talk to her, so I know she understands that there are some structural issues that have to be addressed, and some of those things is going to need to be addressed by the board.
I believe that if the superintendent can impart hope, and a vision to her staff, I believe she can turn it around.
Brooks Bertram is trying to complete letters to the superintendent for Dr. Brown by the end of this month.
And then my greatest hope is that somebody will come to a board meeting and be on the list of speakers and bring their book with them and turn to page 19 and say, I wrote this to you a year ago, and I'd like to know where things are now.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.